We've been talking monsters this morning. Most of us cowered behind the sofa at the prospect of one. My next guest, however, Richard Herring, is on the hunt for a monster in Inverness. Hi, Richard.
Thanks, Fred. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. There is allegedly a monster in the Inverness area. It's the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah.
And you not only want to capture it, you not only want to find it, you want to slay it.
Yeah, I've got to kill it, yeah.
Yeah?
I'm doing a show based on the 12 Tasks of Hercules, and basically, Hercules has killed all the mythological creatures there are, apart from, luckily, the Loch Ness Monster was sort of too far north.
Uh-huh.
There's also those fairies, those girls saw, in those Victorian girls. I might have a go at them next.
Well, the fairies
they look like they're made of paper, yeah. I can kill them.
They were cut out.
So I've sort of decided to come up and, so I'm trying to, you know, emulate Hercules.
Is this the first of the 12 tasks you've tackled then?
Yeah, well, it's the first sort of major. I ran the marathon last, which isn't really exactly a Hercules.
That wasn't one of Hercules' tasks.
I can make it work.
Long, but he was around long before the marathon had first been run. Phidippides, wasn't it, that ran the marathon?
Very good, you're a very clever man.
Yeah.
They named it after the battle.
He's only got an accountancy degree, you know.
I have a higher Latin, though. We used to get taught things in Latin. We know about Homer's Iliad, which is reproduced in the middle of the sun. Because today, in three small columns.
Oh, really?
Yes. Because the film Troy is coming out.
Oh, oh right,
of
course. Yeah.
It just looks like one of my fourth year essays. That and underfloor heating in a villa in Rome. That was what I learned.
Yes.
But,
yes.
That was,
yeah.
But yeah. I don't remember running being one of the Herculean tasks.
Well,
what else did he
make
get up
work.
To?
He did. Well, he mainly killed animals, so I think the thing... that's why I've got to think of other things. There aren't enough... Because he killed...
If you go to Ben Becula...
He could kill hedgehogs.
Yeah.
£40
You'll get 20 quid, you know. You could make that work.
The swallowing of the rancid scallop. I think that was one of Hercules' tasks, wasn't it?
I could do that. So I'm making up... So I am doing some others that are difficult things for me or that have some connection, but I thought I should at least kill one mythological creature. So Nessie was the nearest, really. Although
right.
It's not that near to London on the train.
Uh-huh.
but I probably would have got to the Himalayas first and killed Bigfoot by the way.
A man of your standing did not take the train from London to Inverness, did you?
Yes, I did. Stupidly.
Wow.
I should have flown.
Well, I think just knock off one of the tasks of Hercules. The journey from London to Inverness. I can just see Hercules standing, folding his arms, going, nah. I don't think so. All the way in for... No, sleep at Fort William, maybe. Give me a break. And this is going to be part of a new show that you what you're writing for.
Yeah, it's Fredenborough, yeah. So this is sort of the first major one. So, yeah, so I don't know how long it's going to take me to kill the Loch Ness Monster.
Uh-huh.
Then once I've done that, I'll move on to something else. I've still got to think of things.
Well,
so
you have
got to think of a way to lure it ashore so I can kill it. I've got a sword.
Uh-huh.
How are you going to lure it with a sword?
I'll hide that. I mean, I was going to get a fish, first of all, but there are not many fish in Loch Ness, are there? But there are some, so it might not come out for that. I'm looking for a virgin in the Inverness area, which I think might be quite hard to find, apparently, of consenting age.
I think that's task two and three together, then. Train journey, then you've got the monster and the virgin. You're up to three already.
So if there are any virgins listening, I have had an 18-year-old boy from Crewe who has offered to come up and be my virgin, but it seems
unfair.
Is that
the nearest you can get?
Yeah, that's,
virgin
that's
in
so
Inverness.
Far. If there's anyone closer to Net Loch Ness than Crewe, and who preferably isn't a boy, then they could come up. And
why wouldn't you want a boy if Nessie's a girl?
No, that's true. It's well, you know, it just doesn't. It's not as good a photo opportunity, is it?
Right. Okay.
I mean, I think the only 18-year-old
Nessie's going to be a gay monster. So you're going to be killing a gay monster.
Maybe that's why we've not seen it so much.
I think he's just attracted by virginity. I think. All monsters. So that's. I think that's probably why there aren't any virgins in the Inverness, because they're trying to protect themselves. But, you know, I think I'm doing the service that I think tourists at the moment are being scared away from Loch Ness by this monster. So I think if I can... It's a beautiful area.
You could ruin our whole tourist industry. I've just realised that.
If I kill it, then no, I think tourists will come because at the moment they're staying away.
Shouldn't you team it? Wouldn't that be better?
Oh, yeah.
Team it. But I want to wear its head as a hat.
Well, we know somebody that's been trying to make contact with the monster. We don't know whether they use virgins, male or female, but he's tried three times to capture Nessie, and he is Jan Sundberg from Sweden. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for joining us. Three expeditions to try and capture the Loch Ness Monster. No success or no physical evidence yet, but I think I'm right in saying that you think you've heard it. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're barely audible. You sound very distant to me right now.
I'm in Scotland.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. That's a distant country. Okay.
Well, I'll try and be as clear. Have you got any evidence that Nessie exists?
Not really. We got some sounds, but you know, they could be they couldn't be anything. But there's something there. But I can't really say that there is a monster per se, but it could be something.
And are you able to play us those sounds? Do you have your recording equipment with you, Jan?
No, sorry, I don't.
All right, I'm too bad
about that. But it sounds like a bit like a snoring sound.
Right.
Like this.
Sounds pretty monster-like to me.
So I've got to wake it up first.
Maybe the monster was actually sleeping when we recorded it, and it was snoring.
Uh-huh.
Not impossible.
What did you use as a lure?
Well, we didn't use anything in particular, but we put down underwater microphones. It's called a hydrophone, down into the lock, and maybe we just got lucky.
Right.
Whereabouts is the best place to find it? Because obviously it's quite a big lock.
Well, we made these recordings in Orchid Bay and also off a place called Abrasion or something. I can't really pronounce it.
Abrasion.
Abrasion. Like that.
I don't know if there's a place called Abrasion in the Inverness area.
It's closer to the town of Inverness.
Uh-huh. Right, so it's up the Inverness end of the loch.
Oh, well, I'm in the right place then. Right.
Excellent. Okay, well, Jan, if you're ever coming back to try and listen in on the monster, give us a shout.
Yes, we plan to come back actually in a few more years when there is a new and better technique.
Excellent. Well, we hope that Richard hasn't slain the monster by that time.
No, he'll be dead by then.
Yeah. Well, he'll be dead.
Yeah, I'll be wearing its head as a hat by then.
I think that if you kill the Loch Ness Monster, you will be one of the most wanted men in Scotland.
I know, they'll love me. I'll have saved them from its tyrannous
view. Don't forget that the Loch Ness Monster actually draws in about £1 million or more. Maybe it's £10 million.
Yeah, imagine if its rotting corpse was on the banks of Loch Ness, then how much money they'd make then.
Jan, thank you very much for joining us this morning, the way from the distant Sweden. I wonder if abrasion is twinned with wounded knee. Just a thought. Richard, can you stick with us for the rest of the morning?
Yeah, of course, guys.
Good, because you're only going to be hunting monsters.
I've got a busy schedule today.
Right, if you've got any other tasks, Herculean style, for Richard, give us a shout. He's looking for them. We've got loads of doctor gags. I don't know if we're going to have time to get through all of those because it is 17 and a half minutes to 10.
I've got you under my skin.